You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
God, this panna cotta is amazing. Oh no.
Can I have a
bite?
Oh
shit. My food's going down. Here, Bradley, for you.
Oh, you have to. Oh, messed up. But I'll still eat it. I'm starving. Max, you have some.
All there's none left. The fucking panna cotta. There's no more panna cotta.
What a weird movie, dude. This was really entertaining, though.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Hey, welcome to our review of The Platform, a Netflix... it's technically a Netflix exclusive, but it came out at TIFF, I guess, last year.
And Fantastic Fest.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Representing Austin right here.
Nice. But yeah, I'm Max, and this is Bradley.
Hello!
And Nathan.
Hey! I can say my own damn name. No, I'm just kidding.
Does anybody want to explain the plot of this thing?
Yeah, sure, I will. So The Platform, or El Hoyo, is a movie set sort of in a dystopian future. It's not quite clear, where all of these inmates are in a tower prison, and there's just a buffet that starts at the top floor and goes down level by level by level. And as you go through, the hope would be that everybody would take just enough so that they eat, but obviously society doesn't work like that. And things get gross really fast.
I mean, obviously this prison of sorts doesn't work like that. Surely this isn't allegorical or metaphorical.
Oh, yeah. So metaphorical.
I just had a cat's flashback when he said allegorical.
Oh, dude, I just watched that. Gosh, stop. Every review I'm on, somebody brings up cats for some odd reason, and I just saw it, and it's a nightmare. But speaking of nightmares...
speaking of nightmares, would you say that the nightmares of this platform is Jellicle or no?
Fuck you.
Maybe. It's possible. She's trying to get to the heavy side layer.
So, what were your guys' expectations going into this?
Dude, I don't know. Everybody was saying that it was like a top-down version of Snowpiercer and like Not to Eat while you're watching it. And that was pretty accurate, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's very true. When I first saw the trailer, I mean, I'd seen the poster coming from Fantastic Fest, but never really got an explanation for what it was. I was just like, ooh, that poster looks cool. I mean, yeah, anybody cool who poster. Is listening to this review or looks at Netflix can see the cool looking poster. and once I heard more about it, it sort of reminded me a lot of Cube, but with societal comparisons. Yeah. And it's not quite Cube, because Cube is kind of just a more weird version of Saw. But this, okay. I don't know. This movie was, I mean, it was a huge allegory, and it definitely wasn't subtle. But fuck, was it ever.
Obviously.
Was it, like, were you not entertained from start to finish, guys?
Oh, totally.
I was. It's very fast-paced. And it's only about 90 minutes, maybe 94, including the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got a little worried, like, when a couple of, like, the really gross things happened. I was like, do I really want to keep watching this movie? But the plot was so interesting. I was like, I have to know where this is going. I can't just stop. I just had to, like, look away and not watch those couple gross parts.
And the acting is really good. Like, across the board, especially by a guy, and I don't want to butcher his name, Trimagasi.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Zorian Aguilar, or I probably just butchered it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no,
he's
the type of guy that made me think if this were being remade, well, A, the lead would probably be John Hawks.
yeah.
The other guy, Trimagasi would
reprise his role in a remake, I would say.
Oh, if it was subtitled. And if they couldn't get him, they'd just get Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
He kind of has like a, almost like the same sort of like, not, he doesn't go as over the top as Anthony Hopkins, but it felt like a performance by like a great performance by an older Anthony Hopkins. I don't know if you guys felt the same way as I did with that, but that's all I could think about.
Completely.
I was like, this is Spanish Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah,
he was fantastic.
Yeah.
So did you guys watch it with the English dub, like the default, or did you watch it in Spanish with subtitles?
I watched it in Spanish with subtitles. They made the English dub a default for you?
Yeah. So I watched the first like 20 minutes of it with the English dub, and it was pretty good, and then at some point it started getting worse and worse, so I switched over to Spanish, and it was much better in Spanish for sure.
I, in general, just can't watch movies with dubs.
Yeah.
Because it does change how the movie is as a whole, because there's so much that you convey in the tone of your voice. I don't know.
Yeah. I just wasn't in the mood for watching something with subtitles last night, even though I normally am. But then once I switched to Spanish, I was like, this is far more gripping, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's absolutely brutal, but it's so fascinating watching this movie. It's one of the most original premises I've seen in a while. I mean, the whole thing is just a huge allegory for income inequality.
Lots of things. You know, you got your survival of the fittest. You have your, like, the Joker rant. Everyone loses their freaking minds when shit hits the fan, or whatever the quote is.
I've seen The Dark Knight so many times. and one little soldier dies, everyone loses their minds.
Yeah. You have, do you think mankind is just doomed to be this way? Or do you feel that there is hope for future generations? Not ours. Maybe yours, Nathan, but not ours. It's done. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean, this movie is just a huge, harsh criticism on human nature. On every level, though. What I liked is that it didn't really focus on, like, oh, the people on the top are stealing all of the food. And then, but once you get to the lower levels, you're just like, oh, this is a nightmare.
Yeah. The whole thing about, like, each people, like, spitting on the food that's going down. It's like, well, the people upstairs above us probably did that to our food. And it's just like a never ending cycle. And nobody's ever nice enough to the lower floor to actually get anything done.
Yeah. I like that it didn't just stick for like a simple, like, capitalism is bad allegory.
Yeah.
Cause right. You see too this much is of
all
that.
All sorts of messed up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It gets into it a little bit, and it does with incredibly dark humor when they have the monologue about the infomercials. I thought that was a very well done
the Samurai
take
Plus.
On the consumer nation, I'll just call it. One of my favorite ones since Parasite, actually, the way they went through that. And it was funny and horrifying, which I think a lot of disturbing movies should be. A little funny.
Oh, yeah. And this movie is absolutely hilarious sometimes. It's almost hilarious in some of the awful things that happen to some of the characters. You're just like, oh, my God. Specifically a scene involving poop.
Yeah, that was great. That moment was such like it was like such an almost redemption. And then the poop happens. It's like, are you kidding me?
Like, yeah, you're just like, fuck society.
Yeah. It's like something was so close to happening, and it just got destroyed. It got shit on.
Now, I mean, we've talked so much about so many different things that we like about this movie. Is there anything that you guys didn't like?
I feel like the couple, to avoid spoilers, the few like really disgusting parts, I don't think that was really needed. I think just eating the food was gross enough by itself. That kind of, I didn't think it needed to be that like gory. I just had to look away from the screen so I didn't like feel like throwing up.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind the violence because when it was done, it was very well done. And I didn't feel like it got too gratuitous, but at some points, I mean, the movie is definitely not one that you should be eating anything towards. I was having some cow soy quarantine meals, and it was kind of hard to eat towards the end.
Yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't have tried to eat during it, definitely.
Yeah, well, it's because the violence wasn't well done. It was straight up raw. I mean, I'd prefer if someone could literally have medium rared it even, but it grossed me out to no end. And a lot of being, you know, it's more of the feeling of being disturbed for me. Mm-hmm. Ivan Masag plays Gornik, and his expression of pain, also with the makeup team, who was able to just brilliantly show time passing through his face and eyes, created a very disturbed... I felt gross watching a lot of the violence because of his performance. So I can't say I enjoyed that. It seemed gratuitous at times to me, at least.
That's fair. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
I kind of watch this movie around midnight, and I usually just expect for any movie I watch around midnight to be something that disturbs to go there. Me to some extent. So it's just kind of like, oh, this movie should be this way. But if I was watching this at like 2 p.m.,
2 p.m.
2 p.m. or like, you know, I'm just sipping my coffee being like, oh, I got to get this movie out of the way to review it later. I would probably just be like, God, this movie is just relentless. I don't like this.
Well, you know, that's just it. It is a critique I'm making, but it was very beautiful. The makeup on this was brilliant, you know, especially with the budget they had. And it's mostly a bottle film as well. We got like one location. Maybe two or three, depending on, some film expert will have to tell me. Leave a comment. And, yeah, I don't love being disturbed, but I don't really want to say it was a bad thing.
I'm willing to bet this was shot the same way that Cube was, where they had just one room and then an entrance to a door, and then they just continually use the same set but change it up.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
Because Cube, they just changed the color and it very easily was able to do it. And it's a great technique for it because it allows it to stay contained, but you always feel like the movie's moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I'm honestly not sure. I would be shocked if Cube was not an inspiration for it, or if they had like, obviously, they didn't have like 235 different sets or however many. They had 333. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be definitely interested to see how they did each floor for sure. I also really like the whole like kitchen kind of thing going on where the chefs were making the food for the I was going to say the contestants, the prisoners or whatever. It's just like the chefs had to get it perfect, otherwise they just got completely destroyed by the head chef.
Oh yeah, but that's very true to life for chefs in general.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oftentimes. That wasn't even so much like he's being cruel. It's like, oh yeah, no, that would happen.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me like a scene in Hunger Games or something with like the rich people in Hunger Games.
They had bounties.
If I had one issue, and I don't consider it to be a big issue, but I feel like they have a lot of hallucinatory dream sequences that are just, after a while, it just grows old on you. I mean, they're always performed by great actors, but it just kind of got old. I was just like, no, I just want to get back to what's going on. Like, you can just tell me that you fell asleep. You don't have to explain themes to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like exposition through a dream is still just exposition that you don't know how to fit in there.
Yeah. And beyond that, I think my other big criticism, and I don't think we need to get into spoilers into this, but the movie...
I don't think so either.
The movie kind of just ends.
Yeah, that was my problem too. Like in the Facebook chat last night, I was like, the ending kind of dropped my rating by like 3 points, like two or three points instantly. I really did not like how it ended.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just real disappointing.
Well, what did you guys expect? It ended exactly how I thought it would.
I
just thought we were gonna see what happened instead of it just abruptly stopping.
You know, for me, about 25, maybe 30 minutes in, after levels change, I kind of felt like, oh, this in no way works literally. This is an allegory. It's not taking place anywhere that's real or specific. So the ending will stay true to that message, no pun intended. And that's why I wasn't really disappointed by the ending at all. I kind of expected it to be that.
I kind of expected it to be that ending too. I think my biggest issue with the ending is how, I mean, it does just sort of end, which I find to be a big issue, but how it explained its ending through the same method that I was talking about with the hallucinations. I felt like that wasn't needed. I think there is so much of this movie has so many great things to say that it feels like it needs to spell out for you when it doesn't need to at all.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enough to bring down my rating too much, but I think my rating definitely went down by 1 point.
Right.
I did think the movie got better as it went on, though.
Well, I mean, the platform itself... See, this is so interesting to me. Like, literally, and I know everyone hates that term on this site, this isn't sensible. The film doesn't even bother explaining why anybody's there, really, in a storytelling kind of way, sure, in terms of how society works. We know why certain characters are there. But this is a floating platform. There's no ropes. There's no track. It just floats. I mean, I think it's telling you this is a surreal meditation on the have and the have-nots, I'll say. Not act 1, 2, 3 storytelling type of premise.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, I would agree with you. The whole movie is just set up to be a huge allegory. I say that it's science fiction just in the sense that there is no real world that it lives in, but nothing is right. Straight up out of the realm of plausibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could definitely be like, oh, this is, if it opened up and it said, this is set in the year 2024, you'd be like, okay, I buy it. Even though that's 4 years from now. You could even say this is set in the year 2021 or... Even like an alternate 1997, and you'd believe it. But
it's funny. You said if this was an American remake, it'd be John Hawks and Anthony Hopkins. You're thinking too artistically nuanced. If this was an American remake, it would be Taylor Kitsch and a Hemsworth brother, and they'd find a machine gun and say, "Time to level up." That's how that would go.
I'm trying to think of another pairing. I mean, not to slow down the review. I'm just trying to think of, like, who gets cat. Let's go with it. It's Will Smith. They changed the ending and most of the gratuitousness altogether. And then you have Channing Tatum.
Oh, then you could have Jeff Goldblum as, like, one of the doctors or something. One of the researchers.
Don't you see? There's not enough food for all of us
here. Or just make him one of the leads. Be like, I found the Samurai Plus on the TV, and I just had to get it.
That'd be That'd be awesome.
You know, yeah, I'm kind of feeling like I was trying to mock the translations of film from one culture to the other, but your guys' ideas have me intrigued, actually.
I mean, yeah. I just laughed that you called Anthony Hopkins nuanced. I mean, I love the guy.
Oh.
But sometimes, I mean, have you ever seen the movie Fracture?
Not in a long time, no. Was that that's a Gosling picture, right?
Yeah. He's not Hannibal Lecter, but he might as well be, and he just sort of winks at the camera. He might as well be Timothy Dalton in Hot Fuzz, just being like, I'm a slasher, I must be stopped of prices. But on to the subject of the platform. Let's go into final thoughts. Bradley.
I enjoyed this a lot, and I really like foreign films, as I've said before, and I enjoyed the performances. It's kind of obvious. I mean, especially with all the shit going on in the world today, this probably won't be for everyone. Like, we get it. But this is more of a everybody suffers type of scenario if we don't help each other out and be more empathetic. And, you know, a lot of humanity gets into that, not just capitalism bad, eating the rich good, but rather humanity bad, but maybe humanity could be better? Possibly. I'd like to think so personally. It's really violent. By my standards, anyways, there's certain things in here that creep me out. When you watch the film, you'll know it's a huge, gives me the skin crawls. A particular type of eating habit, I'll just say. And I know that was one of my nitpicks, but I wouldn't take it out. I wouldn't change it. I think it drags a little, but 94 and fast-paced, it doesn't really drag too much. I think you really kind of see where it's going eventually. But I was satisfied. I actually liked the ending. You know, I thought it was hopeful, and they were going for hopeful. And I know some people have seen the ending and thought that you consider that hopeful. That made me sick, more sick than the spit food. But I'm going to give this 7.5 televised ads on 10 rabbit ear TVs.
Nice.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Should we rock, paper, scissors, Max?
Who gets to eat first? Yeah, I don't know how to do that over audio, though.
Who gets to eat first?
I'll go ahead.
Okay. Just don't spit on my review.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I liked it any more or any less than I expected. I think it was just kind of right where I thought. It was a very interesting movie, a little overly gory. I thought the story is very interesting again until the ending. I really don't like when movies don't go somewhere by the end if I'm expecting it. Like, I'm down with it sometimes, but in this situation, I just really wanted them to, like, the whole thing to pay off.
How did you feel about Three Billboards?
I haven't seen... Oh, wait, Three Billboards. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Okay.
I think a good film, too, but it also made me feel really gross.
Yeah, I saw the movie, or I saw the trailer like 17 times on TV when that movie was coming out.
Damn.
Well, we should talk about it sometime, but yeah, I'm sorry.
For sure. No, it's all good.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I was just trying to think if I have any other closing thoughts. Not really. It kind of felt like a really long episode of Black Mirror that didn't go anywhere, but I liked it enough, and I've been telling all my coworkers, like, dude, you got to watch this movie, because everybody has Netflix now, so everybody can watch a Netflix recommendation.
And everybody's stuck at home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I would give it a 7 out of 10 panna cottas. But like even that's not like a great score. I think everybody should watch it just to see what they think about it. It's such an interesting plot, and I think the director did a great job, especially the cinematography and everything.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I guess on to my thoughts. I find myself probably, I'm in line with all of you guys, and I have a lot of the same issues, but I think I like this just a little bit more. I'm going to open with my rating, then tell you my thoughts on why. So I'd give this 8 out of 10 Samurai Pluses.
Samurai Plus.
Samurai Plus. Yeah. But yeah, no, piggybacking on what you guys said, this premise is just so original. I do think that, I wouldn't be like, hey, mom, dad, check this out. I do think anybody who is interested in, dystopian sci-fi, any movie that's just, if Parasite and in some weird ways Ready or Not, or even, well, we've had a lot of movies on Class Divide, Knives Out, interest you, you should definitely seek this one out. I mean, you're stuck at home anyways, you have Netflix, check this movie out. If it's not your thing, you'll know very quickly on that it's not your thing. But I thought everything about this movie was just really well done, except for the ending, which I felt was my biggest issue, because it really didn't give me anything more than what I expected out of it. Although the whole movie was pretty unexpected, so I guess I can't fault it too much for that. I thought the writing was great. I thought the performances were great. I thought the directing, the cinematography, the editing, all that was great. I think if I have any issue, it just lies with the ending. This movie is among one of my favorites that I've seen so far this year. Doesn't really help that like nothing is going to come out for the rest of this year. Waiting for Bad Boys for Life
coming soon.
Yeah. Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life, Best Picture winner this year. Out of the 50 movies that come out this year. But yeah, I just enjoyed it quite a bit. I felt like I was about to sum up my final thoughts, but I realized I did it at first. I let the top level get it, and then left nothing for the rest of my review.
Nothing for the rest of us.
Oh, no.
Now we're starving, and you did that. What would you guys have on the menu?
My favorite food is chicken katsu. That's like my absolute favorite food. I'll eat that any day. So I would do that. Nice. I don't know what I would pick for my item though. Like, I don't know. It seems smart to bring a weapon, but like these people don't really know. Some of these people don't know what they're signing up for. So like, yeah. It's hard to tell. Like, I don't really know, honestly, about the item.
I would bring a Tupperware.
No, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to do that.
I know. And then throw it at. I'd bring a metal Tupperware. No.
Bring that the Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace. Not to actually finish it, but you know, as a weapon.
I think my favorite. I think the food that I would bring is chicken pot pie, because it would remind me of home. I had so many days where I would just have a bummer day, and then my parents would just be like, "Hey, we made chicken pot pie," and be like, "Oh fuck yeah, awesome." Until one of the inmates,
especially done right,
shits on it.
Oh,